Right, here we are, the first episode of the Pub Quiz Pod. Liam, are you excited?
I'm very excited, man. I'm very excited.
I can't believe we're finally here. This is it. This is what we've been leading up to for so many months. It's all I've been thinking about.
I know. Just practicing pub quizzing, and now we're here.
Welcome to the Pub Quiz Pod. It's the show where me, Jay Bardwaj, and the bloke sat right next to me, Liam Shaw, we try to answer a real pub quiz sent in by a real pub quiz master from somewhere in the country. And we're going to try and answer the quiz with the help of a very funny guest this week. Oh my God, we're kicking off with bloody Niall Gray.
We are. What an absolute gentleman. What a guy. You might know him from the radio waves. He's also just been a roaming presenter for Strictly It Takes Two.
It Takes Two, yeah, of course. So he is actually in the pub now. We are currently in my flat. So what we're going to do is head over, get some pints in, and see hopefully if we can not embarrass ourselves on this quiz. Should we make a move?
Let's do it, mate. Let's go.
Joining our pub quiz team this week is a presenter, a Capital Radio DJ, a prolific TikToker, and a host of Strictly It Takes Two. It's Niall Gray, everyone.
Wow.
Lovely words.
Wow. I think we sort of exposed the fact that Niall's our mate, isn't he? Quite quickly there.
I would love to say,
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you
class me as a mate?
That's
lovely. Lovely
to meet you.
Are you not so sure?
Yeah.
So we're going to be answering a quiz today. How are you on pub quizzes?
I'm awful. I love a pub quiz. I do love a pub quiz. Hence, I've been along to many of your not other quiz nights. I don't contribute a lot, which is the sad thing. Whenever I go with a group of mates, you know, I'm the thinker. I'm going, what's his name? And I do that until someone
else says it, and you go,
that's who I was thinking of. That's it, I knew
that
it.
That is what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah, when you read out the answer at the end, I was like, I knew that.
I'm sure I said that. You didn't. I thought it.
It's a slight struggle because it's a deadly combination of someone who's clueless but can't shut up. I do want to contribute here.
Which is about 95% of podcasts. Let's be honest. This isn't an anomaly.
It's perfect for this. So if you are to be on a pub quiz team, what sort of questions are you chipping in on?
Any and none.
Well, if your tactic is to just go, it's thingy. You can do that. But the genius of that is you can do it for every question, can't you?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. And there's no theme to the questions I get right. The weird sort of curveball fun facts. Sometimes the nerdy ones, the bit techie.
Sure. Okay.
You know when they're like, what is this capacitor on a circuit board? I've had that once before.
Then you got that.
And I got it.
Really?
And I got it. Yeah.
You going to tell us what it is?
No, I can't remember. What's it called?
It's the
cell. And I don't know why I got it, but it's just one of those little weird things that just sticks in your brain, doesn't it? So capacitors.
So there's no round in particular that you're thinking, yeah, that comes up. Because worth saying as well, me and Jake haven't seen the quiz.
No.
We don't know what's coming up. Don't know the questions. Obviously don't know the answers. So we're all in it together here as this team.
Oh, I like to tell people that music is my thing.
Oh, it should be, shouldn't it?
And
really?
It should be, being a radio presenter.
Yeah.
But it's not. Unless it's on the Capital playlist.
Yeah.
I'm getting it right if it is. And if not, I'm more embarrassed than anything.
Do you have a favourite song now? What one when it comes on Capital? You go,
it's just the bit that goes Capital. Just thinking, love that.
I play that at least 15 times an hour. it's great.
And also, like from your TikToks, you clearly love telly, right? I think to be able to like properly parody something, you've got to love it in the first place. Do you just sort of know loads of trivia about daytime TV, British TV? Is that your thing?
Again, no. I'm just a bit of an idiot. Hello. I think I pick up on what the presenter's doing more than what they're saying.
Sure.
Because I got interviewed about the parody videos that I've done. And they were like, right, we're going to rattle out some like snog, marry, avoid questions. And they were talking about all of like the property presenters. And they said their names like, who's that again? I was like, that's the person you take the piss out of. Like, right.
This is your whole thing.
It is your whole thing. I don't know what I'm doing.
Also, it's a bit of a weird thing to get someone on for an interview and do snog, marry, avoid with all the different daytime TV property presenters.
It is weird.
So is it Dion Dublin?
Shag. Oh,
definitely Shag, yeah. 100%. It'd take very good care.
All right, so Dion Dublin.
Right.
Let's do it. Dion Dublin, David Dickinson.
Okay.
And
I can't think of another one.
I was going to say, I don't know why you've asked me. I don't know who
Dion Dublin, David Dickinson, and Ben Shepherd from Tipping Point.
Do you know Dion Dublin?
I know Dion Dublin.
You know Dickinson and Shepherd.
Yeah. My nan loves Shepherd on Tipping Point.
Right. So, what, so that means you're more likely to shag him?
You're winding up a threesome.
We've
got a tie in our family, haven't we?
No, I was going to say, it's always put me off more, because it just makes me think of my nan.
Fine, so okay.
Let's avoid Shepherd.
It's put you off it, but Liam's weirdly sort of more into the idea.
Put a couple of... let's go Mary, is it?
Yep.
Dion Dublin. Yeah. And who am I snogging? Dickinson.
You have to stop Dickinson.
Yeah, that'd be a wild ride, I think.
And then avoid Shepherd. Yes, avoid muscular Shepherd.
I'd go completely the other way with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Shag Shepherd.
I'd probably marry Shepherd.
Yeah.
Seems like a lovely man.
It would be a lovely husband.
Yeah, lovely man.
Yeah, I think I would get a bit self-conscious about my own sort of body just being around that.
Is he
absolutely ripped.
Is he? Yeah. Why have you seen his shirt off? Huh? He's very suited on Tipping Point.
Yeah, but you can see the muscles.
You can tell it bulging.
Yeah.
So, we're about to start a pub quiz. Yeah. Are there any sort of juicy, interesting, marvellous facts that you've heard in the last couple of weeks you could share with us?
Not in the last couple of weeks, but one that has stuck with me. You might know it. You might be aware
Go
of
on.
It. But it's in the movie world. Have you heard the thing about Apple products?
No.
Let me tell you.
Go on.
You know it.
I feel like...
So if there's a bad character in any movie can't use an Apple product.
No way.
Yeah, so it can be a bit of a spoiler. Mm. You know, if it's like, you don't know who the baddie is, they're all whacking out their iPhones and you see Matey Boy, he's got an Android and like an unbranded laptop. It's like, he's the guy. Because Apple don't want it.
They don't want their products to be brilliant.
Yeah.
So if you see a guy trying to hack the mainframe on a HP ThinkPad,
yeah,
you know, this guy's doing it for bad reasons.
Correct.
I just need to get onto my ThinkPad and put the paperclip turned up. I always thought the paperclip on Microsoft was a bit of an arsehole.
Jeez.
Wow, that's a really, really, really good fact.
It's a good fact.
The American, they're like Hollywood movie facts, I think, are fact. Like, so they had to, if you watch any American Hollywood film, and there's a phone number, they always start with 555. Mm. Call 555, and then the number carries on, because they just had...
It's not a real thing, is it?
Because people will just ring the number otherwise.
Yeah.
So you have to be certain that it's never going to be someone's number.
Apparently that is a thing. If you put a phone number anywhere on telly, there'd be someone ringing it.
Yeah.
It's like,
this is the problem Base Station have had for years. Stop ringing the bloody number!
And finally, before we get into the quiz, obviously all good quiz teams need a good quiz team name.
They do.
So, do you have one for us?
I do.
Go on.
Giving it some thought. Now, we all met through a little known app called TikTok.
I was worried where you were going to go with that.
Let's not tell that
called
story.
Called Field. it was you, me, and a lovely girl called Polyamorous.
And I think our careers rely on a little thing, the algorithm.
Sure.
So we are... The Algorithm Addicts.
The Algorithm Addicts. Lovely. Yeah. Okay. I'm with you. I'm in. Yeah. I'm in.
Give us a scroll, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. The AA.
The AA.
Sure.
Yeah.
Which, all right. Yeah, it's fine. From one addiction to another.
I always find the sort of quiz team names always quite cringy. Even if someone, the belter, Quiz Khalifa. It's a classic one, isn't it?
I quite like the way. I think you can make anything sound all right when you go the
Quiz Khalifa.
So now each week, we basically get sent a real pub quiz from a real UK quizmaster. Our quizmaster today is Sean Pritchard from the Three Colts Tavern in Bethnal Green.
Great guy.
Ever been?
No.
I've never been to the Three Colts Tavern. I'll definitely be going after this. So not only does the pub apparently have a really, really fantastic quiz, but apparently it's got its own brewery as well.
Oh, what a great pub.
That's exciting, isn't it, when a pub's got its own brewery?
This is a great
pub. We should organise a piss up there at some point, should we?
Wow!
And he could have.
Where's he thought of that?
That's comedy.
He's
that's comedy.
That
I don't know where you got that from.
Lovely.
You never cease to amaze me.
You'd never get a bloody producer right in that, would you? It's always... that's the sort of thing you can't script. Okay.
So a little bit of promo for the three.
Can I just say, when you go into... I'm only asking this because I was in a pub the other day and it was all the beer and drinks were local. When you go, are you at a point in your life where you go into a pub and you see... everything's local. Everything's local brew. Everything's homebrew. Do you go, oh, lovely? Or do you go, oh, for fuck?
I'm more that, yeah. It's a Ponzi.
I just say, what one's the lager?
It's lager.
Yeah. Because it's never just called lager. Yeah. And also, I find you get a beer, it's either like 2.7% strength, or it's like 8, and it comes with a warning.
Yeah.
You don't just get, there's no, just straight down the middle, 4.5% lager.
You're so right.
Just want to go, can I get a Stella, please? No, you can have our Hazy Pilsner.
Yeah.
I don't want your Hazy Pilsner.
Do you want a pint of Monk's Gooch? Yeah. Do you want a pint of Cardinal's Arsehole? It's just, it's non-stop.
It sounds like BrewDog, doesn't it? Yeah. Calm your arse.
Please.
Get me a beer.
It is just, it's take a religious figure and a part of the body and just jam it together.
Yeah.
Bishop's finger? I'd rather not.
Yeah.
A little bit of promo for the Three Colts Tavern. So the quiz runs every first and third week of the month with a monthly special at the end. Right, so okay, so they'll have like a special quiz, Harry Potter, Peep Show, Lord of the Rings, that sort of thing.
Cool.
I like that. I like that for the specialists to come out of the woodwork.
I bet that's an intense room.
I think that's a very intense room.
All the Lord of the Rings fans gathering to see who knows, for a quiz as well. Because if I'm going up the urine tent, I know the most about Lord of the Rings.
Niall just there. Is it Gollum? It's not Gollum for everyone, Stop just trying to say something.
But it might be for one of them.
Yeah, you'll get it right once for that, definitely. Yeah.
Is it something to do with Middle Earth, do you think? It's all to do with Middle Earth.
Is it something to do with just little gimps? all the gawks and all that? Yes, Niall, that is what Lord of the Rings is, mate.
I'm up for going to the Harry Potter one, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're quite a Harry Potter fan. I'm not actually asked you this, but I get you've done a lot of videos about Harry Potter. And
You've definitely got a wand on your windowsill in your bedroom.
I've been to Potter.
And every now and then, if no one's in, you have a little play with it.
You always have a little
play. Yeah, I know. I do like Harry Potter, yeah. It's not the most fashionable thing to say these days, but I do like it a lot.
I'm not judging.
What a way to kill the room! Yeah. Just the man earnestly saying he likes Harry Potter these days.
So basically, so we're gonna do the quiz, and then at the end we will give a little review of how we feel about this quiz.
I hope I learned something here as well. I might come out of this a different man with quizzes.
God knows, I hope you do as well.
Right. I think we all could be a real moment.
So it's been sent in by Sean Pritchard. Now that's the only information we have on our quizmaster and where he does his quiz at the Three Colts Tavern in Bethnal Green. We'd like to try and build a bit of a picture of our quizmaster as it goes on. You know, from little hints we might get from the sort of questions he's included and the sort of rounds he's gone for.
Okay.
I think the fact he does it in a pub that has his own brewery already tells me a little bit about
him. He's got a beard.
He's got a beard. He's got one of those beanies that are rolled up.
Yeah.
So they're just sort of like... they just sort of like cover the. I don't know what that part
is. It's sort of a Home Alone thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Home Alone baddie.
Mm. It's sort of hipster beanie. I don't know when that came into burglar. Fashion.
New piercing, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Speaking of new piercings, Niall.
If you've seen.
He's got his plug, he's got his promo in there. His new hearing.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. So, I'm working on a brewery at the moment and just getting a.
what made you want to get your first piercing at 27?
28. Honestly,
wow.
It was cheaper than a sports car. You know, just going through a midlife crisis, I think.
No, it was gone all bling.
I'm trying.
The fame's gone to his head. He got the Strictly After Show and he's coming in with piercings.
And that's
a little tattoo.
My last.
He's lost his way. He's lost his way. Sorry.
I'm like a Disney star.
We've lost him.
Fame's gone to his head. Why? He's got Claire's accessories
hearing. I saw him in Claire's the other day.
on my high stool in the window.
I saw him in Boots buying cleaning solution.
Walked into Claire's and said, I'll take the lot.
Harry Potter, very good, he's a fan.
So round one is general knowledge. How are you feeling about general knowledge? I mean, this is your catch-all situation.
This is my time to shine.
Okay, so here we go. Question number one. What is the number that appears on a Heinz ketchup bottle? I love questions like this. They're the ones that really make you sort of like head scratch because you know it's on the tip of your tongue.
Because you've all seen it.
You've all seen it.
So it's accessible for everyone.
I always like asking attention. Like, what colour is the L on the Google logo? Yeah, what are the different types of chocolates in a celebration? The things that everyone, whether you've got a PhD or an earring from Claire's, you can still get it.
You still feel like you're involved.
The number 59's coming out at me, but I don't know.
Because it was her old advertising. It's on everything, isn't it? It's Heinz and then a number, and I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure I know it.
Go on.
52.
Is it really 52?
I'm going to say 52.
I think the fact you're so confident.
Also, another fun fact.
I was actually thinking 70 something.
No.
Or maybe it's 57.
No, 52 because That was the amount of condiments they had in their range. But more has actually come in since then. So it's not at 52 anymore, but that's still the number that they go with.
Oh, you're blagging that.
No.
Really? Is that true?
That was my second funniest fact.
52 condiments seems like a lot. Yeah. To have back in the day. That would have been before sriracha mayo.
Just so you know, just a quick flag, Liam tends to have a lot of mistrust and suspicion about our guests.
He's come in,
you've contributed immediately, and he's thought, you're blagging that.
I don't trust anyone with a piercing. I'm happy to go with our guest here. I'm happy to go 52.
Tell your face.
Please.
Although I think 59 sounded a bit more, it rang more of a bell to me. But let's go 52.
For the first question of the quiz, let's go with our guest.
Yeah.
You
were the only one with some actual logic behind that. So,
thank you.
And reasoning. So question
53, though. Carry on.
Question number two. What is the highest mountain in the UK? Nice and easy, that, isn't it?
Ben Nevis.
Oh, no. Do you know what? I don't know which one it is. Sorry. I know that the highest one in England is Scaffold Pike.
Right.
In Scotland, it's Ben Nevis, and in Wales, it's Mount Snowdon.
Snowdon, yes.
So it's a case of which one we go for.
I've climbed Snowdon.
Have you?
For an hour there. It's the only thing I can contribute here.
How long did it take you?
It wasn't very long. Oh my God, because we thought like, this is going to be a big day thing, this.
Mm. Yeah.
We went to bloody, what's the shop called? You know, you get your boots, you get your bag, everything. We're like, it's going to be an all-dayer. Mm. Completed it in about 4 hours.
Really?
Is that it? It's quite underwhelming. Just went to the pub.
Well, I'm going to say that's got to be out of the question then.
Bottom, yeah, low.
But hang on a minute, they're all quite short though, because people do the Three Peaks Challenge, so they not only drive to each of these places in 24 hours, but climb them as well. So maybe they don't take that long.
I think Ben Nevis, because what did you say the other one?
Scaffold Pike is in England, but
I've never heard that one talked about as much, whereas Snowdon and Ben Nevis are the two that gets talked about.
Scotland's got to have a lot of big mountains.
Yeah, we're going off Niall's experience as well. Let's go.
Look it in.
You're killing it at the moment, mate.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not really. This isn't actually like me in a pub quiz. You know,
getting all the answers right?
Well, actually, yeah, very, very.
You're contributing big time, man. Yeah, contributing big time.
You're big help.
Keep going.
So, question number three: who discovered penicillin? This is one I know.
Go on.
This is one I know. A guy called Alexander Fleming.
Good name. That's why you remember.
Yeah, Alexander Fleming. Because I worked with a girl whose last name was Fleming, and her fun fact was that was her like great-great uncle.
Great.
And no one believed her. And no one believed her until I think the last day when she finally left, and when she finally left.
And she brought him in. Fucking told you so.
And she,
he's there with his Petri dish. what did I say?
Yeah, and she had a message from my dad being like, no, yeah, he was his great uncle. And he was like, oh God, I'm so sorry. We should have believed you this whole time.
Great.
But yeah.
That's a claim to fame, that, isn't it? That's a real.
Yeah, it's not a brilliant claim to fame.
The biggest celebrity you've ever met. You know, the creator of penicillin.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like knowing Ronan Keating though.
Wow,
that's a proper claim to fame. Question number four: other than ready salted, what was the first flavour of crisps to be introduced in the UK? Ooh. What a question!
You'd think cheese and onion. I think that's the other classic alongside.
I was going to salt and vinegar.
I would have said salt and vinegar.
Really?
Just because I can imagine it be an easier thing to create. It's like fish and chips.
True.
It's already a thing that
you
people
could
apply
just make
to
it with
chips.
The organic ingredients, yeah.
Exactly. Whereas cheese and onion, you'd have to sort of process the oniony flavour. Yeah. Is my only thinking.
Is there any sort of rogue shouts that maybe aren't in the Walker's variety that could be? You know, I know we're thinking of the generic ones.
I think prawn cocktail's been around longer than you'd think.
Yeah, but I don't think it was the first.
I think that they probably had chicken flavoured crisps quite early on.
Yeah,
I think
there's stuff like that, isn't there?
So, yeah, I'm imagining if I was inventing chicken flavoured crisps, I'd just get a chicken OXO cube, and I'm sure they've been around for God knows how long, and crumble it on. You've done it. Yeah, chicken flavoured crisps.
Yeah.
What about
almost like a salt and shake kind of bag? You just get a big old chicken,
you sort of
bag
like
crisps, and
you sort of seem like you were shaking someone to death there with those hands that close.
Yeah.
What do you think about the vegetable crisps? But does that constitute as a flavour, or is that just sort of?
Are you talking about sort of like
the beetroot in the? You know what? I think they're really nice. A bit of an unpopular opinion, I think.
That's a very unpopular opinion. It's one that's really
they're nice.
Made me question our friendship.
Yeah. So the answer is not ready salted.
No. So it's other than ready salted. What was the first flavour of crisps introduced to the UK? Should we go with salt and vinegar? I'm happy to go with your guys' logic on that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. So this is going to be back in the day. This is going to be years ago, isn't it? Yeah. What's easy to make? Salt, vinegar.
I totally agree.
Let's go in.
Yeah. Salt and vinegar.
God, I fly it.
And question number five. Final question in general knowledge. Which London department store was the first to introduce an escalator? Back then it was known as a moving staircase. A fact from Sean, not me, there. And he's really enjoyed putting that in, hasn't he? He's put, do you know what?
He's done a little hyphen.
I'm going to put a hyphen.
They're known as a moving staircase.
It also makes sense, I guess, doesn't it? Yeah.
They're known as a moving staircase.
He's given us some knowledge there, which is lovely. You know what I mean? Mm. He's not just expecting us to come. He's gone, yeah, and here's one for you as well.
When he's hosted that at the Three Cults Tavern, he's thought, God, I can't wait to get to question number 5 and drop that in. I can't wait.
And if there was people chattering whilst he was reading it, he'd have waited for that to go quiet, so then he could go... Then they were known as a moving staircase.
And that's when the room goes, ooh.
And he would have got such a little buzz, off that. A little buzz of everyone going, ooh. And, oh, that's it. That's the night.
That's
that.
Keeping
that in the back pocket.
And now we're talking feeling. About it.
Straight after, moving. Then known as a moving staircase. Pint of the bishop's finger, please. Celebrate that one.
I've forgotten what the question was. Oh, what department still had it?
Selfridges. That's an old one, isn't it?
How old is John Lewis?
This actually does ring a bell. God, I'm being that person now who's just going to say all the options.
BHS, Debenhams, John Lewis. Yeah.
What's the really old one in London?
They're all really old.
No, oh, like Harrods.
Yeah,
Harrods.
Yeah.
I think Harrods is a really good shout.
Could be Harrods.
The fact it's, which London department.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be a wooden...
Yeah.
He can chuck that in. If it is wooden, he
better. Selfridges rings a bell.
No, I thought it was too new.
I was working in an office opposite Selfridges, actually, on Oxford Street, and we got locked down one day because there was an alarm, and essentially there'd been reports of a shooting or some sort of terrorist attack. And we were absolutely terrified. We didn't know where to go, what to do. We were sort of locked in our office. And we were there for hours and hours and hours. And it was then later released in the news. We found out that basically Ollie Murs Ollie Murs had been in Selfridges and had heard, I don't know, something fall off a shelf or some sort of bang and had tweeted, rather than just have a little look or even ask the staff, he thought the first thing we need to do is go to Twitter and say, terrorist attack in Selfridges, Oxford Street. And the entirety of Oxford Street was locked down because Ollie Murs. This is the power of the Murs, right? You talk about influencers. He's a proper influencer in the sense that he has just said, I'm worried about something I've heard in Selfridges and the whole of Oxford Street was locked down.
I remember the wording of it as well was a bit like, not sure what's going on, but everyone's running. If you're really like, hope you're safe. Like, obviously, that's going to panic people.
He could have been at the Olympics.
On his phone.
Do you think Ollie Murs though starts every tweet with "not really sure what's going on"?
So let's do the answers for general knowledge. What did we think about round, by the way, just quickly?
Great general knowledge rounds.
I thought that was brilliant. Every question you could have a go at. You didn't need to know a specific bit of knowledge.
Our man. What's his name?
Sean Pritchard.
Sean. Because I felt involved there. You know, I've been to Pubquiz in the past. You know, going to the bar.
Well, I think that's testament to me and Liam as well and our hosting skills, to be honest with you, more than Sean.
But you know what I mean? It's sometimes you just like, you even oversee, you don't. With them questions, every question you could have a go at, I thought that was a really, really good round.
Correct.
Well, let's do the answers and see how we got on. So, question one, what was the number that appears on a Heinz ketchup bottle? Now, Niall, you were adamant on 52 because that was the number of condiments they had.
Yeah.
Jay, what did you say?
I think I
said... You said 59.
59.
You said 59, and I said 57. And I said the word 7 was coming to me. I said 70, but I said maybe with a 7.
Yeah.
We went with Niall. It's 57, guys.
Ah!
We were all in, apart from Jake, we were all really... Actually, no, you said 5 as well.
This is not great for Liam's continuing mistrust of our guests.
I know.
You should have stuck with your guns there.
Think in future. Yeah, it's okay, it's okay.
So that all that shit about that's how many condiments they had...
No, still the case.
Still true. It's just 5 more condiments.
Well, let's dig into that a little bit, because when Heinz started, they would only have had a couple of products. They wouldn't have said, right, I think we've now got 57 condiments. Are we ready to launch? Should we not have launched one of these first, just to see if we could do well as a company? No,
just test the market.
Let's get 57. Let's get 57. So we've got ketchup, mustard...
I don't think they've got 57.
We've got ketchup.
They can't.
So when they started in 18, when they started in 18 something, they must have had ketchup, mayonnaise, and mustard. And then they've thought to themselves, before we launch, we need another 54 to get to 57.
Guys, it's all new branding.
I thought sort of back 100 years ago, it was proper like it was sort of rationing. There weren't much going around. It was just like, Heinz of it. 57 condiments.
57
options.
Condiments.
Bragging about it.
I couldn't
it
name
as well.
57. Yeah, Heinz 50. That's what we're known for. Heinz 50. Yeah. Although I don't know why they didn't either get rid of 7 or add another 3.
I couldn't name them. They're going to have
the big 50.
They're going to have had to have been quite clever about it and just use like mash as a condiment, because I don't think like anything that could be a sauce could have to. Because otherwise,
I think they're including the different sized bottles in that. But anyway, 57 is the answer. Question 2, what is the highest mountain in the UK? So, based off the fact you'd climbed Snowdon, I didn't actually think it took you very long.
Can't be that.
Maybe you're just really hard.
I think I am. Got an earring. You've got
lovely legs.
Yeah. Thank you. We said Ben Nevis, and we were correct. The answer is Ben Nevis.
Oh, good work. That's the one in Scotland, isn't it?
Yeah. Who discovered penicillin? As Jake rightly said, it is Alexander Fleming.
Alexander Fleming, fantastic.
Question number 4. Other than ready salted, what was the first flavour of crisps to be introduced to the UK? Now, you guys were quite adamant on salt and vinegar.
You're saying this in a smug way.
I'm not. Let me just say this one thing.
Do not
right?
read between the lines. Ilian's got this little tell, right? So obviously we get given the answers to read out once we've done the quiz, which we're doing now. Mm. And when we're doing ones that we all went swimming, Liam said, right, we said this and it got that. Liam's got a little tell when he's like, so you two were adamant. You two were adamant that it was this. I was just the most reasonable person in the world, but was overruled.
The answer, I was quite clicking with cheese and onion. It got overruled. And
it did.
You won me round with your logic of salt and vinegar, which is fair enough. The answer is cheese and onion, guys. I don't know why you thought cheese and onion were hard to come by products. I don't know why you go, that's a bit complex. Back in the day, salt and vinegar, a bit cheese and onion.
Vinegar, surely God. More difficult.
When did cheese come about? 2005, 2006?
An onion.
Wow, brilliant.
I just thought to turn into a flavouring would be tricky, but you know what?
Okay.
So cheese and onion is also apparently the most popular flavour of crisps in the country.
Is it?
It is, yeah.
What's everyone's favourite? Quick whip round?
Prawn cocktail, man.
Yeah, same here.
Salt and vinegar, or if I'm going posh, Thai sweet chili Walker sensations.
That's a party crisp, that, isn't it? You whack that out and you've got guests.
Yeah, I don't really like anything other than Walkers.
Really?
Yeah, I just think they're a bit crap.
Really like Gary Lineker, don't you?
Noel's face has just dropped.
Really? What's your go to?
McCoy's.
They do. Question 5.
You're so new build table service. Order a bottle in a club.
Yeah, I don't
McCoy's
do that.
Crisps. Bloody Stussy. Queuing out the queue for Stussy.
I might do that.
Actually, McCoy's doesn't fit into that brand. Actually, to be fair, that does give you a point of difference. I think if you just said kettle chips,
then
that would have fitted in more as well.
So we've got 2 out of 4. We've gone through.
We would have had four.
Well, I can't really claim a Heinz one. This is the tipping point. Have we got over or under 50% of this round? So which London department store was the first to introduce an escalator, then known as a moving staircase?
So does feel good to say it, doesn't it? Afterwards.
Very nice, lovely. Hope there's more of them. So Jake had a real feeling about Selfridges. I think he might have just been saying that to get his Ollie Murs anecdote in there. Me and Noel stood our ground. We went, no, we think Harrods.
We did.
And I'm glad I bloody did for once, because it is Harrods. It's Harrods.
Good. You're very good.
He's very good. I mean, I would say what's come out of that round is how
Squid.
Good you are.
Yeah. Always listen to Squid.
I think 4 out of 5 is a brilliant start, guys.
It would be. Unfortunately, we got 3 out of 5.
I think 3, yeah.
Round 2 is entertainment. So I think sitting here with Mr. Noel Gray, the DJ, I think we're very well equipped to do well at this round.
Yeah, you feel feeling confident about entertainment?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, great.
I'm not gonna doubt it.
So question 1, 5 questions again. Question 1: Ant and Dec first worked together on which children's TV drama?
I know it.
Go on.
Confident. SMT. Ooh. Yeah. No. SMTV.
Right. So first of all, not a drama.
No, it's not, is it? Don't write it down.
Because this could be a boo boo on
this could be a boo boo.
I've never said that in my life.
And then, don't want to do a boo boo.
Oh, is that a boo boo?
He's had a whoopsie.
Oh, Sean's had a boo boo.
That's almost like what you'd say to soften the reality of the fact you've shat yourself.
Go and get it.
Or just had a boo-boo. Oh, yeah. Oh. Don't say boo-boo to make it boo-boo. Sound more friendly.
Sounds like one of the beers in the blooming in the pub.
Guys, there. I am going
to... A pint of boo-boo.
Can I get a pint of boo-boo, please, mate?
I'm gonna
have 7% stout. You're 7% turnip stout, mate. Oh, we're lovely. We'd really do with a session on that. And you brew it yourself, do you? Oh, lovely. I was actually, can I just quickly say, I was annoyed. I got a, when I was at this sort of homebrew place the other day, I got a, Zoe wanted like a fruity cider. So I said, do you have fruity cider? So we got one and it was a raspberry cider. I read the ingredients. You could tell it was a proper homemade thing. Ingredients, three ingredients, apple cider. So that is just a normal
That's
cider.
A drink, yeah.
And then ingredient number two, raspberry juice. No. And then ingredient number three, carbonated water. I'd argue that's not homebrew.
That's a cook,
that is just, it's just, we've gone, okay, we're going to make a raspberry cider. Just get a Strongbow, I'll get some raspberry cordial, and then we just pad it out a bit with some carbonated water. And it was like 3.5% as well, so you could tell it was diluted. And it tasted like that as well.
I'm going to have to overrule you guys on this, because I am older and know this.
TV drama.
Biker Grove. There we
go. I can't even see, man!
So not only do you know the answer, you actually know the famous quote.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
Have you seen this? Have you seen that clip? I can't see. So Biker Grove is the children's TV drama Alan and Ed first worked on together. It's a real dramatic. It's basically like an EastEnders but for kids.
Right,
set in a youth club in Newcastle.
Cool.
And one of the most dramatic things. So Ant and Dec both played like separate characters, not the same one that they do now. But then they'd been paintballing, and Ant's character had been shot in the face with the paintball and got paint all over him.
Yeah.
And then Dec's just like panicking, and then he's like, "Go and get help!" And Dec runs behind a wall and is just saying, "He can't even see anymore. He can't even see." And it's just a beautiful bit of dramatic
acting. I think you got that one famous line wrong. I thought it was, "I can't even see, man.
He can't see."
Not "he can't see."
No, it's he can't see. He can't see.
You're a good actor, you.
Thank you very much.
More than me,
yeah.
Really
good. Thank you. Very much.
Question number two. Which Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle wears a red headband? Again, another great question from Sean. Because we've all seen it. We've all seen it. You can have a go.
I don't know any of their names.
There's Donatello.
So they're named after Italian Renaissance artists. Mm. So you've got Leonardo from Leonardo da Vinci. Donatello, who was the sculptor.
I think it's Donatello. And I think Leonardo's blue. And I think Donatello's red.
I'm happy to go on that.
You do strike me as a
I wasn't. I remember having a little board game of them when I was a kid.
Yeah, I could see you with the costume and the mask and everything.
What's more,
you say that, I actually did. Yeah, I did. I went to a party with the costume and the mask, yeah.
Good.
And the little tortoise shell on my back.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I was the red one as well.
Oh, Donatello.
I hope so.
I could be right. What's more nerdy than a kid being into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? A kid who's A kid who's got the board game of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Estering the family on a Friday
that
evening.
Kind of
come on, let's play it again. It's basically just snakes and ladders with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle branding on and charged an extra 15 quid for.
I really want it. You literally got snakes and ladders in. I want the Teenage. I'm not even that into it.
It's like Monopoly's whole branding, isn't it? Yeah. Just change the theme every year.
Yeah. Put a different city on
it. Essex.
Yeah. Question number three. Who is the only actor to receive an Oscar nomination for acting in a Lord of the Rings movie? Okay, so he's included one of his Lord of the Rings questions here from his...
Niall just pointed at me while you read that question. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
I mean. No, at the beginning of this quiz, you were saying if there's a Lord of the Rings question, I'm going to be piping up going, what's his name?
Gollum.
It's Gollum, I was going to say Yoda.
The irony is, Gollum. I think
Gollum.
It might...
I'd love you answering Gollum to Gollum. Who is the only actor to receive...
Is it Gollum? I think it might be the actor that played Gollum.
Which is it?
Andy Serkis.
Let's do it.
I really do think it might be.
Yeah.
You're looking at me sort
of
like...
Let's move on. I don't know. I know nothing about it.
I think it is.
I watched it once when I was about 11 and got really bored.
Yeah, I've never watched it. They're really long, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're
like 3 hours.
They're so boring
as well.
Ringing it or something?
Yeah. Something to do with Gollum in a ring.
Yeah, and grass.
Not to do with grass, I don't think. I don't think there's a huge amount of grass in it.
There is.
All the old smoke in the old grass.
It's going to stop you there. I don't think there's going to be a huge amount.
Before we move on.
That's why it took him so long.
Alan Titchmarsh is in there a lot.
Question number four. In 2024, Spotify's Wrapped of the Year, Taylor Swift, dominated at number one.
I'd read that again with different intonation there, Liam.
In 2024, Spotify's Wrapped of the Year Taylor Swift dominated it. I just think that's a badly written sentence.
I think it's in 2024, ooh, Spotify's Wrapped of the Year Taylor Swift dominated at number one.
Okay. Correct. I think there's need to be a
It should be in the 2024 Spotify Wrapped of the Year.
It's okay, but he's written it for himself to read originally, so that's okay.
You know, he was doing so well.
If that suits his idiolect, that's fine. I'm not going to.
His what?
His what?
Taylor Swift. Idiolect.
Idiolect. Yeah. It's a beautiful word. I've never heard that before.
Thank you. So Taylor Swift dominated at number one in 2024 Spotify Wrapped. But who was the second most streamed artist of 2024?
What I like about Sean's entertainment round, and what I like about Sean generally, actually, and I feel bad that we pigeonholed him into this sort of hipster thing, he's an everyman. His entertainment round has covered Ant and Dec, the nation's favourite duo. It's covered Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, every nerd's favourite TV programme.
And board game.
And board game. He's covered Lord of the Rings, he's covered Taylor Swift, it's something for everyone.
He's brilliant. I don't want to say it too quickly, but you are fantastic.
Sean, you are a class act.
You are brilliant. I mean, there's still another couple of rounds to go, so let's...
And do unroll that beanie, please, for the love of God.
So, number two, I'll put an early shout in, maybe Sabrina Carpenter? I mean, actually, we've got the music fantastic man here. Who's getting played?
Sabrina Carpenter.
She's all over it, isn't she?
She's got to be.
We're pretty confident on Sabrina Carpenter. Is there any other names we want to throw out there?
Just out of interest, who has been the sort of like top few artists this year on Capital that you've had to play?
One of the biggest songs this year was Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. Do you know it? Oh,
Bruno Mars always stays... So he's always around the top, isn't
he? So Sabrina Carpenter, we're pretty confident with.
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter, famously not a real carpenter.
He's had that line, he's that's the only reason you did the recap. let's go on to question five. We're locking Sabrina Carpenter. Question five. In terms of software units sold, what is the best-selling video game of all time?
I reckon...
That's an amazing question.
Got to be GTA, isn't it? Grand Theft Auto. Because the hype for number six, people have been banging on about it for like 5 years and it's not even going to come out for another couple of years.
Do you think it's Fortnite?
Oh...
Because that was free, wasn't it? I heard on another podcast that it
was... Is it free?
It's free, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Then I would say, in terms of it being the best-selling video game, I would say it wouldn't come into...
For another one in the mix, Minecraft.
True, that's a really good shout.
Throw another one in the mix, Mario Kart.
No.
This is obviously...
Everyone loves Mario Kart.
Sims?
It's not still going, is it, Mario Kart?
What I would say about Mario Kart is that it has been ever-present across so many different consoles.
Yeah, true. But still, it's now we're more bigger than ever.
Yeah.
And if I've learned anything from this quiz... Stick with Squid.
Yeah, I would say that, actually.
Fortnite.
Well, that's very kind of you guys.
Yeah, let's go for the one that's free.
But you're right, the selling aspect is... But then it's all in-app purchases, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think we're getting down a rabbit hole here.
Let's do Fortnite. Should we do Minecraft?
At what point?
Or GTA?
No.
But GTA is 18 plus, so all of a sudden you rule out...
Correct.
At what point has Sean ever tried to trick us? He's been dead straight with us, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I think he doesn't seem like the sort of guy who's going to get into the nitty-gritty of like in-app purchases. He just wouldn't do that.
Let's say this again. So what is it? Software
units sold. In terms of software units sold, let's ask something to consider. What is the best-selling video game of all time?
Because you're right. Sold.
You're right. The
purchased.
Downloaded.
In terms
of software units sold.
I like GTA.
But it's 18 plus. So you rule out like a big demographic.
Stop people, but...
Doesn't it? I mean, I think I had it at 60.
FIFA.
Incriminating.
FIFA.
No, I don't think it's FIFA. It's not FIFA, I don't think.
Really?
Although it does come out every year, so it's sort of like...
Yeah. Does that count as...
Does that count as a game?
But yeah, software. True. Is that a different game?
Are you guys gamers?
No.
I play a bit of FIFA, but not really. I've never done online. I've never done like shooting games. I've never been able to do it. It's too fiddly.
Yeah, I've always found it too fiddly as well.
They're too scary.
I used to be the kid that would go around other people's houses and just watch them play.
Do you watch gamers now online?
Because that's
a weird thing, isn't it? You know, you're just watching other people have fun.
Because
I've seen like a video about this, it's like we now watch people watching other people game. It's like, what's this
crazy
become?
Crazy, yeah. It's like Gogglebox.
It is. People watch Gogglebox,
but yeah, you're right. I could never get. I hate to go around friends. I say like, oh, she got on the Xbox, and then it's like, oh, Black Ops.
Yeah.
I can't play it. I don't know what I'm doing. I sit there with the control, and I just get
smash
shot.
It.
And I've never.
As my friend, you're getting frustrated at me because I'm not good enough. So now we're just playing. Now you're just.
I'm
you want to beat
this
campaign,
you're
so you're playing one player. I'm just watching.
Yeah. Also, were you, when you were like, under 18, were your parents funny about you being on like shooter games?
No, I think they were just like, it's a video game.
Oh, see, what were your parents like?
They were pretty chilled about it.
Yeah. Oh, mine were like, oh, I don't really want you playing Black Ops, the shooter.
Just in case.
They thought it was going to turn to guns.
Even
worse, I've turned to podcasting.
I think they probably thought to themselves, this little British Asian kid in Maidenhead, the constituency of Theresa May, playing a shoot 'em up in our living room. I don't think he's going to get that inspired to... He's playing GTA. He's not going to sort of like then roam the streets of LA.
There's a bit of
connection.
Yeah, fair enough. Should we go with Fortnite?
I think we should.
I know it's a gamble because of the selling.
It feels right. You know, you get that good energy inside of you.
Let's do it.
Get him down.
Right, the answers for the entertainment round. I really enjoyed that round again, Sean. Mm. Thoroughly enjoyed
it. Really? This is my favourite pub quiz ever.
Calm down. All right, calm down.
Right. Ant and Dec first worked together on which children's TV drama? Jake said Biker Grove. He interjected from Niall's suggestion.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you did, Jake, because that's one in the can.
Good.
Which Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle wears a red headband?
So you were quite keen on Donatello, I think, weren't you?
Yeah.
And as someone who not only watched the show, but had the merchandise, including the tortoise shell on the back as your costume and the board game, I think we're in the best hands we could be. I don't think there's a chance that we could get this wrong, so I'm looking forward to ticking this off. The answer we said was Donatello. It is Raphael. So that's the wrong answer there.
You did cover your ground, though, by saying not really a fan.
I don't know who I was dressed as, though. Moving swiftly on. Number three, who is the only actor to receive an Oscar nomination for acting in a Lord of the Rings movie?
Something to do with Gollum, isn't it?
Something to do with Gollum.
Oh, yeah.
Gollum. Or Sir Ian McKellen is the answer.
What did we say?
Gollum.
Andy Serkis, who plays Gollum.
Ah, Ian McKellen runs his own pub quiz in Limehouse, if you ever want to cruise down there. Not in your house, no, in Limehouse. once a month he's knocking about there.
Have you been?
Have I been? No, I haven't, but I might go actually and ask him if he wants to come on the podcast.
Good, yeah. Do it.
That must be a bit of a specialist thing, like going along to that. It's not just like...
I think it's just a general knowledge quiz.
What, you just sort of end up being in the pub and be like, oh, a quiz is starting now. What's going on?
Yeah, I think
I think he runs
the quiz. He runs the pub and the quiz.
Every question. Who is the only actor to receive an Oscar nomination for acting in a Lord of the Rings movie?
Question number two, which Oscar nominated actor?
I'll give you a clue. It's not Andy Serkis. I'll give you a clue. He's also very good at pub quizzes. Question number four. In 2024, Spotify's Wrapped of the Year, Taylor Swift dominated at number one. But who was the second most streamed artist?
You didn't have a single issue reading it the second time, did you?
No, I didn't.
You nailed
really
it.
Really much better, yeah.
And all this time we thought Sean was the problem.
We thought it was Sean's idiolect. It's my idiot. Someone finish that off for me. So it nearly works.
Stop asking guests to finish you off.
Yeah.
So we're all confident it's Sabrina Carpenter, and we had Niall Gray, radio DJ extraordinaire. Yeah.
I don't like the way you're wording this. It makes me feel like you're setting us up for a failure here.
But there's no way it couldn't be Sabrina Carpenter, right? Please.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah. Espresso, because I'm
there. It's got to be either of those.
The answer is The Weeknd.
Ah.
That is surprising.
That's really surprising.
What? Is it? What?
That's really surprising.
No, that's silly.
I've not heard of him.
What's his name? Sean?
The Weeknd.
Richard?
So you're saying that Sean from the Three Cults in Bethnal Green has got his facts wrong?
I'm not having it.
Well, I mean.
What song?
Well, I mean, it's the most streamed artist, I suppose, like...
Doesn't have to be song. The song doesn't have to be released this year.
The song doesn't have to have come out this year.
So for the... Considering we're sat here with Capital's Finest, and...
When's Kevin Rogers turning up?
Knocked him out of the park and he gets me abuse. We're sat here with a current 1 out of 4 on the entertainment round, which does not bode
well. That's not good at all. We thought this was our round.
So let's see if we can pull it back round. And the final question, which was, in terms of software units sold, what is the best-selling video game of all time?
Some of the ones that came up, we thought about Fortnite, but I think we came off that because we thought, you know what, it's going to be most sold, that's free.
Yeah.
So we had Mario Kart in the mix for not very long at all.
No.
Minecraft was in the mix, I think. FIFA was in the mix. GTA was in the mix. What did we go for?
We did go with Fortnite.
When did that happen? We went with Fortnite, even though we knew it's free.
Yeah, yeah. But downloaded.
Yeah, downloaded.
Did they say paid?
They said. When did I sign that off?
Was I off on that?
I have.
You were thinking about your Sabrina Carpenter joke.
I think I was.
You were too busy waiting for a lull in conversation, so you could. I could see you literally itching, and famously, famously not a carpenter.
I
silence in the studio. The answer, I'm afraid. I wish you were a bit more present because you could have interjected, and the answer is Minecraft.
Oh, Minecraft!
You did. Niall said Minecraft.
I did.
I think I've lost just as many points as I've gained us now, guys.
Yeah, so
we're even now.
We're back on a level playing field.
We're even now.
I think the philosophy is
apart from Noel's a bit lower because of his earring. I'm joking. It looked lovely.
Well, I'm taking it out.
No,
I'm glad I'm sat this way. The audience haven't seen.
I love it. I really love
it. It doesn't. That's why we've taken yours out as well,
isn't
it?
Yeah, but it just wouldn't heal.
You know when you see someone that infected. You don't really like wearing the same outfit as you and you're like, oh, I've gone off that jumper now. That's what it is.
I saw a guy in town the other day leaning on a wall with skinny jeans on and a big chain and a hat. And it was so obvious that he was trying out a style. There was nothing, you could just tell. Even though there was nothing necessarily to indicate, you just knew he's trying that out. He wasn't confident, and the way he was leaning, it was a bit like...
He's being better himself.
No, he's not, yeah. And we were just driving past him, and we just were like, he's trying that out. So he was like, yeah, he's trying that look, and we were like, he is.
Did you tell him this as well, just to really bring his confidence
shouting out the car window.
It's not working!
Nice try.
Lose the chain.
Skinny jeans are out.
No, I
they're
know.
Almost back in again.
Hot off the press from Niall Gray.
They are.
Right, so round three, Niall, and the final round that we're going to be doing of Sean's quiz is all about Harry Potter. So he's got one of his specialist rounds.
He did allude to it.
I think we've got a Sean special. We've got the full spectrum of Sean. Mm. So it's been a quiz of two halves, I would say. Round one, we were quite pleased with.
Yeah.
Round two, shocking. Entertainment, one out of five.
I don't think I got anything. That's me at my peak in my pub quiz era. You know, it's thinking I'm doing something.
Yeah.
I'm saying words. Nothing's working.
I think what's great about Sean's
me in life as well, actually.
Well, makes you a great radio presenter.
About nothing.
I think what's great about Sean's quiz as well is before we didn't get there, we could have got... It's like, you know what I mean? You're not just going... Oh, I don't know that fact.
Yeah, we sniffed
it. It's great. A really, really good quiz.
So before we crack on with the final round,
sincere.
Really good quiz, mate.
Sean's going to be clipping this up for his new ad. All we've done is praise Sean here.
I know.
Too right.
Yeah.
Too right.
Too bloody right.
Get that in the clip as well.
Yeah.
Sean's going to be listening to your voice when he's making love. Just like, you're fucking awesome, man. You're brilliant, man. So Niall, before we start the third and final round, I just want to know what the hell's been going on with you, because you seem to be one of the busiest men in the biz. Capital Radio, that's got to take up a huge amount of time, but then somehow you're one of the most prolific TikTokers in the game. How'd you do it?
I feel like Sean right now, getting all these compliments.
Yeah, you don't want a pub quiz though, all right? So don't let it get to your head.
Well, the radio stuff is Saturday, Sunday morning, so I'm a bit tired right now, I'm going to be honest. I've been up, my alarm went off at 3:45, so... Yeah. You know, if I'm not getting some of these correct, you know, blame on the lack of
just
sleep.
Tired. Yeah.
You look very fresh. I mean, your earrings started to droop, but other than that, you look a bit quite fresh-faced.
That's coming out.
But then on top of all of this, you did last series of Strictly. How's that?
Recently finished up Strictly. You know what? It's good fun. I mean, TV presenting has always been the goal, and this is sort of like the first consistent bit of joy. And I mean, on Strictly, I don't know about you guys, but you grew up watching it, and to sort of be involved in some way is
mate, it's the biggest show on telly, isn't it? Like, that is incredible.
Yeah. No, if TV presenting is the goal, you've done it now. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, when they first got me on, so they asked me to be part of the panel last year. They're like, we'd be on the panel and, you know, just talk about the celebrities' dances and see what you think of it. Do they know what I do? I'm not a dancer. I don't even dance in a club. Like, what do you want from me? So I just blagged my way through that, and somehow now have landed the role as the roving reporter.
You wanted to be a TV presenter, you're doing it on Strictly, the biggest show on TV. Yeah. Does it feel weird to have peaked at 28?
It's all downhill from now on. That's why I got the piercing, you know, just like, crisis has come in, let's call it quits.
No, this is just the start, isn't it? This is like, you're proper, like, you're through that door now, like, that is it, you're an investment for us on this podcast. You're going to be the biggest thing on TV at the end of 2025, and we'll be able to just keep releasing this episode.
Couple of clicks.
Well, yeah.
Who knows? Well, we'll see what's next, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for
for giving us some of your very busy time now.
You're so welcome. Yeah. I look up to you two.
I wouldn't do that. I don't know. So, round three and the final round we're going to be doing of Sean's wonderful quiz is Harry Potter. So it's one of his specialist rounds that he did tease at the start.
He did allude, yeah.
Guys, I would like to do a bit of a Niall Gray and say, as he did with entertainment and failed to deliver, Harry Potter, I think I'm going to help us smash this round.
Okay.
I really do.
Well, we need to put a good round out the bag to get a respectable score
at the end of this round. I queued up outside of Waterstones in Maidenhead, where I grew up, for the fourth Harry Potter book. Yes.
Do you want a fun fact from me as well?
Yeah.
I have got a signed DVD from Warwick Davis because he came to our primary school once after one of the films came out. I think it was the second film.
Wow.
And he just came up. And as the years have gone on, the more I look back, that is even more random than it was at the time.
Well, did you get signed a disc of a cover?
The cover.
Isn't it like a bit of a film that when it wiped off, yeah, sort of a bit dry wipe the sleeve, isn't it?
Where it went. I was like, that's the new one. But
you put that
in
your pocket. Yeah. Happy as you know, but took it out your pocket. I've just got an ink stain on my trousers.
How random is that?
We've got a signed drawing by Rolf Harris at home. We lived close to where he lived when I was growing up, and my dad was getting his hair cut in the barber's. And my sister was with him. She must have been about like 3-4 years old. And she was running around the barbershop being a bit annoying. Rolf had just had his hair cut. And then he was like, oh, don't worry.
Yeah.
So, don't worry about it. I'll look after the little nipper. And he said, don't worry, I'll look after the little nipper. And my dad's like, oh, thanks, just want to get my hair cut. And he sat
oh, thanks, Rolf.
Cheers, Rolf, honestly.
Oh, cheers, Rolf. You're a lifesaver.
He's been misbehaving all day. I'll look after the little nipper. And he sat next to him, and then he did a little drawing of her, and then signed it, and he said, there you go. And yeah, that was it, and we've got it. And then when all the stuff came out about Rolf...
Oh, I bet you were gutted, actually. Or your sister.
I was like, well, we need to get rid of that now. And she was like, my mum was like, no. Yeah. We keep that, or we sell it. Because it's going to be worth a lot of money. But worth a lot of money amongst a certain clientele, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Where is it at the moment?
Dark web.
Yeah. Above the telly. Yeah, lady. Turn the telly off and look at that. Good time.
That's weird.
Best haircut I ever had.
Yeah.
So he drew her and then signed it. And
yeah, and then off we went.
I've got a signed picture of Frank Lampard. And a neighbour got it for me. Like for my birthday, and I've got my suspicions as to if it's legit because it's just got a bit of A4 paper stuck to the back of it, which just says, it's literally a Word document, which just says certificate of authentication.
Yeah, anyone can do that.
And then it says at the bottom from Trowbridge Market or something.
Have you sort of looked closely at the signature?
Yeah,
that's sort of really printed out. It's a bit pixelated, that signature. Yeah.
But I really believe that it's actually got a certificate of authentication on it. So I think it is. It's just literally like there's nothing binding about it.
Do people still care about signed stuff?
I wish they did. I think it's so much more interesting than having the photograph, isn't it?
Yeah. But I don't think it's really a thing though. Have you ever had to give an autograph?
Yeah, and no. Well, yeah, but... yeah.
Not just signing documents.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I meant. Yeah, to the bank.
Yeah. Did someone come to you with, like, a picture?
Yeah, someone did say that. Really? I'm sort of a bit like, why'd you want that?
What about when you're on, like, red carpets or something like that?
No. It's like, excuse me, can you get out of the way? Someone of meaning is coming.
Oh, that's put a sad twist to the podcast.
Who said that? Name them, please.
Oh, that was you, wasn't it?
Sorry.
What I loved about the autograph is, like, you sign that, and then that's currency now. You can sell that on, as long as it's got a certificate of authentication.
All about the money, this guy. All about the money, this guy.
As long as it's got a certificate of authentication, you can sell that on, right? What you can't do is sell a picture of you with your arm around Peter Andre.
I know.
You can't.
No one wants that. No one's buying that.
You've ruined that.
So, what is at the core of Harry Potter's wand? Love. I think it is
what are you all about?
So the final round is Harry Potter. What is at the core of Harry Potter's wand?
Back in the room.
What is at the core of Harry Potter's wand? So all of these...
It is a hair.
Dragon's heartstring or something. Dragon's heartstring?
Pube.
Dragon's...
Dragon's pube.
Do dragons have pubes?
I mean,
just a curly little spring.
A bit burnt.
Do you know what? They don't, because as I'm sure you know, we're all lads once, weren't we? Pubes, very flammable.
I think that's a story.
You never burnt your leg hair with a lighter. You've not lived.
You're talking about pubes, man.
Yeah, they're all sort of the same. It's all the same hair, isn't it?
When I was at uni in first year, it was like first week, and I was a bit like, I can't really grow a beard or facial hair now, but it's a bit of bum fluff. And I was like getting ready for a night out. I looked in the mirror and I was like, it just looks a bit crap.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want rid of that, but I didn't have a razor. But what I did have was a lighter. And I was like, I'll just quickly try and just singe it off a bit. And it just went, singed off my eyelashes.
Really?
Cool. Yeah. I mean, of course.
I just thought, what an idiot. I never had such like clarity of like, what am I doing?
Also,
I
stare, the smell straight under your nose.
But I just thought, I'll just have the lighter on and just go, waft it to it. I just want to go, and I'll be like, here we go. So, core of Harry Potter's wand, dragons.
Dragon heartstring, I'm going to say.
That was a tangent, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Dragon's
heartstring.
Heartstring.
I think something like that. Dragon's
heart. Are you being a bit too specific there? I reckon it could just be dragon.
I think you might be right. I did watch the films recently. I think that does.
I think it's dragon heartstring.
Yeah, go. So. All right, let's get that in.
Number two, what is the Dursley's address?
That's filmed near where I grew up, at Dursley's house.
Really?
Yeah, Laycock.
What's your address?
Where I grew up.
Home address, yeah.
I'm from a little town called Bradford-on-Avon, and it's in Laycock's in Wiltshire as well, so.
Oh, this is frustrating, because I know it's Privet Drive, but I can't remember the number for the life of me. Should we just go
Go Hines number?
Yeah, let's go 57.
Yeah, shall we?
I feel like it's a 30 something, but you go Hines.
I think it's something 12 or something.
This is what I do, I say I think it's that, just in case, if it's not.
Just for everyone,
matters.
Yeah.
And if it is.
It's not helpful at all, just makes everyone else doubt themselves.
12?
Just,
correct, yeah.
Let's do 12.
12, number 12 for Privet Drive sounds good. Cool. Number three, what was the longest Harry Potter movie you've seen them recently?
I have, they're all really close. They're all between like 2 hours 10 and 2 hours 40.
I think it's really got to be the last one, surely. There's so much to pack in.
I think you might be right. Although it was split into two parts, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a good
point. I think the last one's a good shout.
If the last book was split into two films, do you think it might be the penultimate book, which would be Order of the Phoenix? No, Half-Blood Prince. Gosh, I'm lost. This whole Harry Potter knowledge has just crumbled in front of me.
Let's go with the last one, or the penultimate one.
Let's go Deathly Hallows Part 2, shall we?
The very final one.
They all got a bit dark for me.
They did, actually.
Yeah.
I loved them in primary school, and then I got a bit scared.
The idea, though, was that you were meant to get older as the films got older, so and be able to handle the darkness.
No, I stayed mentally.
He retreated, if anything.
Where's the flying car?
What is the longest Harry Potter book?
By that logic, if
Deathly Hallows was split into two films, then it would have to be that one, wouldn't it? Although I do remember...
But was the book in two parts, or was it...?
No, the book was in one part.
Okay.
So should we just go with that?
Good work, team.
And finally, in the Philosopher's Stone, whilst playing Wizard's Chess, what piece does Hermione take the place of?
Is this the famous...
This is the famous thing. Would you like to do it for us?
I'm going to need a minute to remember it. Not me! Not Hermione! You!
Yes. I don't know why...
Mr. Gallibaldi!
Ron Weasley suddenly turned into Johnny Vegas. Vegas. Yeah. Not me! Not Hermione! You!
Monkey!
That's how it sounds, isn't it? The Hermione impression. Like a 10-year-old girl.
No... You're going to get us killed, or worse, expelled.
I'm not doing that with my back.
How many fags has Ron and Hermione had?
Out the back.
20 B&L silver each.
It's the fact you went, I need a minute.
It's Wingardium Leviosa, you twat. Need a minute? He said we need a minute. He got ready to do it.
And then really committed.
Not me, not Hermione, you.
Oh no. I've had a stinker.
Go on, you do. You can show me upstairs. Show me upstairs.
Oh gosh.
Not me. No, it's worse.
I have no idea what she takes the place of. it's not a pawn. It's not a king.
Oh.
I think it's a knight.
Yeah, let's
go knight.
No, hang on a minute.
No, don't go knight.
Because Ron, when he's dishing out the players, he says, and me, I'll be a knight. So I don't think that I don't think it's a knight actually.
That was a nice impression.
Though. I think it might be a castle or a rook.
Let's go rook.
A rook.
You see what you're doing now is just saying all the pieces.
Yeah, yeah, it's gone through every piece.
So at some point I can do that. Well, I did say.
Yeah. It might be a queen.
Okay, so.
Okay, let's do the answers to the Harry Potter round. So, question one: what is at the core of Harry Potter's wand? Now, Jake, you are very, very certain on dragon.
Yes, dragon heartstring. Dragon string.
Is it dragon hair? It is a phoenix feather.
Absolutely ruined it. Sorry, guys.
And you gave it the big sell at the start.
I did. Yeah.
You've also got one. I mean, yeah, you got a wand.
Yeah. Got the board game as well.
Crack it open. True fan.
You should trade pieces, Liam.
What is the Dursley's address? Now, we knew it was Privet Drive.
Got me 12 in it.
It's number 4.
Oh, oh
they were a bit nearer.
Not on our bingo card.
Yeah. Oh dear, Jake, this isn't looking good. What is the longest Harry Potter movie? Now, we went with Deathly Hallows Part 2. We were well off it, guys. It was the Chamber of Secrets.
Oh, that's...
That's very surprising, isn't it? Because you'd think the ones that are more sort of child-friendly with the earlier ones would be shorter and more concise. So,
yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah. What is the longest Harry Potter book? What did we say?
We said Deathly Hallows Part... Well, sorry, we said Deathly Hallows, yeah.
Order of the Phoenix.
Oh, I feel like we should have known that one.
We've done awful in this quiz. Yeah. Can we win it back in the last one?
In the Philosopher's Stone, whilst playing Wizard Chess, what piece does Hermione take the place of? Jake went through every single chess piece.
Yep.
It is...
We settled on Rook.
And we were correct to round off.
Point.
That's lovely.
Oh,
at least we did score in each round there. Okay, so a total score out of 15. We got, quick bit of maths there,
3 in the first round, 1 in the second round, 1 in the final round. So we got a total of 5 out of 15.
We got third.
Bad.
It's not great, mate.
Bad.
I think this is an anomaly because I think all of the questions, as we've all said about Sean's wonderful quiz, we could have got. We just zigged when we should have zagged too many times.
There wasn't a single answer, I think, where we were like, oh, I just would never have come.
I do think it just wasn't our day.
Which I think makes it a great quiz, which we will come on to now.
Yeah,
about the quality of the quiz.
Mm. So, we've all enjoyed Sean's quiz, Niall, but what would we score it on a certain few criteria? So first up, playability. Mm. Out of 10, what do we think?
Oh, it's definitely up there. It's one of the ones I've enjoyed the most.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like, as we say, you're trying, you're saying words, you're getting there. I'm going to say 9.
It's 9. It's 9 out of 10 from Niall Gray.
Yeah.
And in terms of range of subjects, where would you give it out of 10?
So what do we have here? General knowledge, entertainment, and then Harry Potter.
All quite entertainment-y, I'd say.
Yeah.
And bring it down to the side.
That's true, actually. Yeah. He's quite an entertainment-y guy.
Let's go. Let's go 7.
Oh, okay. Let's go 7.
Yeah, that's 7.
That's still solid. And then finally, general good vibes rating. What would you say?
Always room for improvement, isn't there?
Wow, okay. You've come in so optimistic with the first two, and then the one that is actually about being optimistic, you've said, nah, do you know what?
The meaningless title. The meaningless criteria. Just good vibes. You can always improve on your good vibes.
You can.
Sean, these good vibes, you're not hitting the targets with the good vibes.
Good vibes never last.
It's a 9.5 from me.
It's a 9.5. I mean, what we have learnt about Niall Gray is that he does come with a chaotic scoring system, leads you down the garden path, and then gives it a 9.5.
Indecisive, I think, is the overall word.
I think overall
pub quizzes.
Yeah, yeah.
Or me as a whole, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe not, though.
Maybe
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I think we're all in agreement. Really fantastic pub quiz. Massive thank you to Sean Pritchard from the Three Colts Tavern in Bethnal Green, and his quiz runs every first and third week of the month.
Top work.
And he also does the special sort of specialist quizzes for Peep Show and Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings.
We're definitely going to check one out, aren't we?
Yeah.
Not Lord of the Rings.
But thanks so much to our amazing guest, Niall Gray.
Thank you for having me. This has been a lot of fun.
I've been Jake Bardwaj.
I've been Liam Shaw. Why are we doing that? We're not doing that.